Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Sterling, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, there's a reason why I go by Sterling. You saved my life, you gave me clarity and humor. I don't have a specific topic or article, just the story of my red pill. I was in a 5-year-long relationship, I idolized her, and she was my world. I was very blue-pilled at the time. I thought I was going to become a family man. I sold my sports car for a soccer mom SUV. And started looking to buy a house. A few months later, I discovered that the kid we had wasn't mine. All the signs were there that she was no good. My friends didn't like her either, but I had the pea-sleeve blinders on and rose-colored love goggles. She was half Egyptian. I guess you could say that I was in denial, LOL. I didn't want to admit it to myself because I was heavily invested. I was lost, angry, full of sorrow, dazed and confused. I provided, protected, and provisioned. I thought I was everything she wanted and needed in a man. I was searching for answers. I knew I'd get no honest answers from my ex-girlfriend since women communicate covertly. Then I discovered you later in 2017 and ate the red pill. You gave me clarity and the humor needed to laugh through my pain. I realized over the years she slowly broke me down. I became a shell of my former self for the sake of keeping her happy. One of your videos gave me an epiphany. I forgot what you said, but it was like my whole dating life flashed before my eyes. All the significant women I dated were the same story, same behavior, just different nouns. That's when I realized they're all the same. It's female nature. I went through the red pill rage as one would, but grew out of it over time because I realized being angry about that is like getting angry for a dog barking. It's gonna do what it's gonna do. I traded in my soccer mom SUV for a full-size truck. I searched for a new online handle as part of the process of moving on with my life. That's when I came up with Sterling, originally after the show Archer. Then it clicked. Sterling Silver, second place. That's all I'll ever be to women. I'm not the first draft pick. I even had a woman admit, "You're fun, but I can't take you seriously because I would just die knowing my son would be that short." I'm 5'5", half Filipino in the United States. All the humans that exist today are the result of about 40% of men successfully reproducing throughout history. Knowing my luck and how the West is today, I'll bet that I'm in the 60%. Now I focus on money, muscles, game, and self-actualization. I got expensive hobbies, money saved, best physical shape, and travel in the USA whenever. I still date and play the game. I'm just not as easily manipulated now. My big head overpowers the little one. Smash the gash and dash. I'll still have that yearning because I'm human, but now I have a better understanding and know my place. Thanks for all that you've done. I know that you've saved many men's lives, mine included. Cheers. Well, Sterling, thanks for the donation and for sharing your story. You're more like the bronze prize, and you forgot to add platinum, which comes before gold. So you're actually in fourth place after herself, her children, the dog, and then finally you. I'll talk about your tale in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's gonna know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to Filipino men getting the short end of the stick, no pun intended, in America, clown world show. You could always date women from your own background, or half background. I dated a couple of Filipinas and they were fiery and super controlling, so I don't blame you if you don't want to. Sterling, women hide the answers that you're seeking because they want us to continue to suffer. Is that really love? If they loved us, wouldn't they want us to get the information we needed to stop suffering? Instead, they conceal it so that we stumble around in the dark when it comes to women, and they exploit our lack of wisdom. Their relationships with us are based on deception, yet they expect honesty from us at all times. They want us to suffer so they don't have to. When I digested all of this, I was disappointed. The females that might have loved males didn't make it this far in evolution, because they were putting their effort into a man instead of their children. Those women are just like 60% of the men that never passed down their genes. Women chip away at you a little bit at a time with their demands. They never ask you to make a big concession, but instead get you to make millions of tiny ones that all add up to something really big. They don't stab you in the heart in one blow. They get you with thousands of tiny paper cuts. Women are like Darth Vader with boobs. It's like that scene from Empire Strikes Back with Lando and Vader, and they're talking where Lando keeps saying this deal is getting worse all the time. Except when you're a blue-pilled Lando, you accept it without complaint. The deal gets worse all the time, but the love goggles prevent you from seeing it. You become a shell of your former self to keep her happy when it's impossible to make a woman happy. Except perhaps temporarily when she beats you in a divorce court. They're all the same, and yet when you try and call them out on it, or when you're close to figuring it out, that's when they say things like, I'm sure there's a girl out there for you. You just haven't found the right woman yet. They say it to you filled with fake hope and a fake smile on their face. It's pure evil. Women have selected through the mating game those sorts of traits in men. One woman I was with for a decade used projection claiming I never loved her. That was most likely to cover up the fact that she never really loved me in the first place. How can I ever fall in love with a fraud again? Or even take that risk? You fall for one and you realize now that there's nothing true about them or authentic. Their feelings for you aren't loving, just opportunistic. I'm not angry about it either, just really, really disappointed. And mostly indifferent these days. Just like you said that you don't blame a dog for doing doggy things. I too can understand it, but it doesn't mean that I have to like it. That's the secret that women work the hardest to keep concealed. And they always talk about love, because if they do, then it makes many guys think that they love us the same way. A lot of women will claim that a woman can love a man. That woman Lily that I did a couple of sessions of interviews with, during the first one she said that a woman could love a man. And during the last time we spoke, she said she thinks I'm right that they can't. Is that her attempting to get under my skin and gain my trust? That's what my paranoia is telling me. But I don't think it's paranoia, but instead my subconscious warning about things. They want us to trust them. You know you're getting somewhere, and then women are adapting to the reality of men knowing the truth because they're willing to tell us exactly what we want to hear, regardless of if it's the truth or not. It sickens me and there's nothing I can do about it because female nature and the female chameleon are scheming hard to increase her odds of reproducing. The greatest thing about MGTOW is that it reveals the truth. But it's a horrible truth that feels wrong when you first hear it. If you're anything like myself, you would have felt guilty hearing it at first. You would have felt like a misogynist monster spreading it, but that was just all the internal self-hatred and white knighting that women programmed into your entire life. If you even hint at being red-pilled around them and understand female nature, you get their attention immediately. They're listening to decode how much you know to understand how much of a threat you are. One time I brought up the men's rights movement in MGTOW, and a woman asked if I was involved in those. I said no because if I said yes, she would instantly hate my guts. Women instinctively know the truth, and once they suspect or know that we know it, they become extremely hostile towards us. One time I hinted at it while having a conversation with a couple, and the woman went off while her husband was shocked and had no idea what was wrong with her. She was using him to get ahead in life, and he had no idea because he loved her so much. She had weaponized love to get him to do her bidding, and he had no idea about it. I've never quite seen as much hate in women for me when they realize that I'm not interested in women, because I understand them. When they realize this, they work overdrive trying to ruin my life. If I don't love them, then they hate me. When a woman won't be with a man and love him, a man feels heartbroken. But when a man won't love women in general, they don't actually get brokenhearted, but instead become nasty and vindictive. Two very different behaviors based on similar situations. If you need even more proof, then look how fast a woman gets back in the saddle and dating after a relationship ends. Not very long. A few days to a week later, she's suckling some strange schlong. If she truly feels heartbreak, then why doesn't she take a cock break? Don't listen to what they say, but watch what they do as long as you can see it. Sterling, I'm glad I helped you make your life better, and thank you for the donation. It motivates me to keep on going. I hear so many stories from guys that I've helped over the years. It makes me realize that my empathy reaches out to men in some weird, abstract way. Helping thousands of guys through my words seems great, but helping someone one-on-one quite often seems like it's too personal for me. But then again, I'm in the 98th percentile for introversion based on the Jordan Peterson personality test. The way I understand women now is to see them as an amalgamation of all the interactions I've had with all women, like some sort of hydra with hooters. The female machine has billions of heads, but they all appear to be connected to the same unconscious body. With men, it's a little bit different, because we are nature's sandbox for the species, where nature tries new things out through us, and it means that we have more differences between us. I can get almost every woman, but it's difficult, if not impossible, to get every guy or understand him. We have such broad diversity in ideas and hobbies. It's almost as if the people pushing woke diversity in society are doing it as a form of projection, that they're diverse when they're actually not. and it's actually men that are diverse in mind and action, while they're only diverse in appearance. True diversity is when everyone has different opinions and interests, not when their opinions and ideas are all the same, but they look physically different. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Sterling Silver for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Sterling smashes and dashes women that think he's an easy mark. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that don't like men that look like Rob Schneider, the half-Jewish, half-Filipino, Hebrew Pino away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.